whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Listen to Dan Quinn. Listen to B. Mitch. Had some Ask B. Mitch Anything. Those phone lines got packed in a hurry, B.
Oh, yes, they did.
People like talking to you, Brian.
Hey, man. I don't mind talking. You know me.
I know you. The most difficult place in the world. Like, people will say it's the Mojave Desert or perhaps the mountains of Afghanistan. No. Uh-huh. The most difficult place in the world is trying to get B. Mitch out of a hotel lobby packed with Burgundy and Gold fans. That's the most difficult place in the world.
Hey, they want to talk, man. If they gave me that time to come watch us in some of them cold-ass games, I'm going to talk to them.
I totally agree with you, and I love that conceptually, except when the Uber's coming and says, yo, I'm about to leave.
Well, once the Uber says I'm about to leave, I leave.
All right. Landini has tracked down some audio. Listen, I think Orlovsky is generally a pretty sharp football mind. It's a lot like Robert, just without the success that Robert had.
Yeah.
Albeit shortened.
Didn't he run out the back of the end zone?
He sure did.
Yeah.
I think RG3 talking about football is really, really good. Yeah. It's all the other stuff that I'm like, what are we doing here?
Yep.
Orlovsky, I think, similarly. He's really good at breaking down X's and O's. I don't know why there's an insistence to wear neon suits, but that, hey, man, you do
because
you.
Because that supposedly worked for them.
Whatever works, man.
Sometimes it's a clown show.
Landini's got some audio of Danny O talking about how the Commanders can win this game.
All right.
Washington will not win this game unless they stop Tampa's counter. Tampa's counter run game, no matter if they run it with both backs on the field, with one back on the field, they pull both offensive linemen, they pull a tight end, they pull an extra guard. Like, it is tremendous. And I would say that they are the best counter run team in football. I mean, if you're anytime you're running the football this year and you're doing it better than Philly, you've done something good. I think that's the key for Washington is how do they handle the down block double team and then get it over the top, because Rashad White, Bucky Irving, Sean Tucker, all of them run it well. And if they don't stop the counter, this game could get into the 30s for both teams.
I'm glad you guys are talking about Bucky Irving, because when you look at his yards per rush,
so good.
5.6, fourth best in the league, behind only Derrick Henry, Saquon Barkley, and Jameer Gibbs. The
really?
Guy deserves
That's
his flowers.
He reminds me so much of Brian Westbrook back in the day.
Love that.
Dual threat, really low to the ground in his running style, but super powerful.
Yeah, the Bucks offense is prolific. They are fantastic. Yeah.
Bucky Irving is a real threat. He's been quite good over the last probably 2 months. Anybody that plays fantasy is highly aware of what Bucky Irving's been doing as a rookie.
Yeah.
You know, if you look at his splits, Carolina, and then last week in the winning in against New Orleans, he went for 84 and a touchdown. He's slippery, strong enough. What's your concern level about Bucky Irving, Brian?
I mean, the natural things, I believe you have to stop the running game to make them become more of a passing team. And I think you got to stop the run every week. But, like, I have seen this team play against running backs, I think, that are better than Bucky Irving. And they have limited them tremendously in the second half of games. I just want them to find a way to do it in the first half of the game. You know what I mean? We have shown we can find a way, make adjustments, and stop people. Can we come out of the locker room with that game plan already intact? You know what I mean? We played them. We know the success they've had earlier. How can we attack them right out the gate to make his job eat hard? Because New Orleans was beating them. New Orleans was doing something against him that was limiting what he was doing early. What was it?
Yeah.
Can you find a way to do that? Because I totally agree with Orlovsky. They have to stop the run. If they don't, it's going to be a long damn day.
I mean, they just haven't done it in so long that it's hard. Maybe hard is the wrong word. It gets harder to see them doing it this week. But that doesn't mean it can't happen.
Saquon had 109 yards in the first quarter.
Sure.
They gave him 41 the next three quarters.
They were really good in the second half.
So what my question is, What the hell did they do then? Because they didn't get no new players. They got the same players. They schemed it up, and they found a way to attack them.
I tell you this.
How can they do that against Tampa?
Yeah, I'm with you. I wish I had that exact answer for you, Brian.
Yeah.
But more importantly, I hope they do over there. This other kid that has been really under the radar because Irving's been so good, Sean Tucker. He's a Howard County guy, played at Cuse. Dude, he's explosive.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what his YPC is on the season. On the season, he's averaging 6.2. Now, he's a change of pace guy for them. He's not going to get a ton of work, but he's a dangerous player when he gets on the field.
Yep.
I think Kevin Carberry is a guy that used to be here as an assistant O-line coach under Bill Callahan. He's the O-line coach now in Tampa. He does a really good job. That offensive line is quite good and quite young. As we get closer and closer, Tristan Wirfs has been dealing with some stuff.
Uh-huh.
He's a stud.
Was he the guy that had the issues in the Super Bowl? Wasn't he with the Chiefs at one point?
No, I believe Wirfs was not drafted.
Wirfs has always been there. That's right. I'm confused. I know. I.
But, I mean, that Chiefs Super Bowl, they lost to Tampa. A lot of guys were having issues.
Yeah.
that Tampa defense, as much as everybody remembers it for Brady, that Tampa defense that year was excellent.
Good. But, see, I just think as long as I've been watching football, and I know this is a passing league now, but still, importance of the run, stopping the run game and running the ball is still there. And I believe our D tackles, a lot of times, we take one side or the other. You know what's an easy read for a running back? You take a side. If you stay square, and I always talk about disengaging, play square, that running back has to stop his feet. And then you make him pitter-patter a little bit, maybe a linebacker come and get him. Or maybe once you throw the offensive lineman one side, he makes the wrong move. But if you jump to one side of the offensive lineman immediately, that running back is not going to stop stride. He's going to just run right through the hole. So they got to find a way of playing that D better, whether knocking the offensive lineman back or playing right at the line of scrimmage. But if you take sides, you're going to have a problem. Hands down.
Jeffrey, the vibes are high. I'm fully aware of it. Are you nervous about Bucky Irving?
Yes, that is the only person I'm really worried about, and it's just you never know what our D line. I just hope they come and show up. If we can limit him, make him stop his feet in the backfield, make him go lateral rather than vertical. I think we could really win this game by more points than what I think we will win by, but this. Bucky Irving guy, we got to contain him.
You more nervous about Bucky than Mike Evans?
Yes.
Bucky sets the tone.
Sure. I mean, if you can run the game, if you can run the ball and Baker's not having to create on 3rd and 12, it's an entirely different ball game. I've been saying this. The more I look around, the more people are picking the Commanders. Warren Gaskins, shout out to Warren, just sent me a screen grab from Get Up this morning. If you watch that show, good for you. Lewis Reddick, EJ Manuel, Dan Graziano, and Ryan Clark all took the Commanders to beat the Bucks.
Wow. Smart people.
I just hope they're right, man. Landini. There are people that when you get a text from, you approach it with understanding. The governor, set to join us in just a moment here. Well, the governor just got a phone call he had to take. So the governor's now going to join us at 1:30 after we talk to Rondé Barber.
Ça va.
What's that?
I say ça va.
Yeah. The governor, if he gets a call, I can only imagine what those calls are. Like, how many people are on your list to be like a drop everything, I'm taking this call?
I got a few of them.
Yeah. There's some folks.
Yeah.
Did you guys go through all the All-Pro stuff?
Yeah. Well, we heard it from the update. We didn't go through it.
Well, so the Commanders have Terry McLaurin, Austin Eckler, Bobby Wagner, and Frankie Louvu as all pros, all four second team all pros. Do you know the last time Washington had four players on the NFL all pro list?
When? 91?
91.
I mean, 91 been popping up a lot lately, so I just threw it out there. So 91 for real?
Most players, most all pros since 1991.
Damn.
Wild, right?
Yeah, and that one thing keep popping up, boy. We got to have a
sure does.
We got to have a sure does a homecoming with all these 91 people.
I mean, hell, it's almost 25 years, right? Or 35 years?
Yeah.
Prefer the 25 years.
I'm not gonna lie. Every time you do something like that on air, I know Maryland and Georgetown say, "What the hell? How did we let that? How did it slip by like that?"
I'd like to lean on Lamphill's expertise for a brief moment. Lamphill, now I have to get on a plane tonight. We're all aware of my stomach. But the plane's not till 8 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to meet Cody Betts, the tech executive, for lunch as soon as I get off the radio because I'm freaking starving.
Eat white rice and something bland. Don't eat nothing with spice.
Our options are Taco Bell, Chipotle, or Five Guys.
I think either one of those will put you bathroom in the on the plane, and that's not good.
It's 5 hours away.
Okay, but you know how your little weak ass stomach is, though.
You know what has been messing me up the most lately is Popeyes. So I'm eschewing from Popeyes, despite my love of Popeyes.
Yeah, I think Jeff and Lanfield were afraid for red beans and rice today.
Lanfield, where should I go?
Taco Bell.
Oh man, you try to get him. He is trying
that
to
was
set
my first
you up.
Vote.
All right, go to Taco Bell.
I handled the bell well, baby.
All right, go ahead. Get the spicy
one. Rondé Barber joins us at 1 o'clock. When we come back, we're going to run through some predictions for this game, over-unders, the whole nine yards. Nobody go anywhere.